Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Reish Pei after going through the Dinam of Ner, especially the night of Shabbos. We get to Simon Reish Pei Tasha Shamita B'Shabbos. Sif Aleph discusses the Shevach of having Tashmish Shemitah B'Shabbos. Tashmish Shemitah mitanuge Shabbos. It's one of the things that one can mekayim his oneg Shabbos with. Lefikach. Ones Talmid Chachamim Habriim Elal Shabbos. Elal Shabbos, as the Gemara tells us, that Ones Talmid Chachamim. Ona refers to the one of the chiyuvim a husband has to his wife, and that is, Ona literally means time. Okay, but over here it refers to Tashmish Shemitah. So the chiyuv of Talmid Chacham is once a week, and they say do it Lel Shabbos, because it is one of the tanugei of Shabbos. Steve Bays goes on and talks about is it mutter or aser to have Tashmish Amitah on Shabbos? Because there could be two possible problems with Tashmish Amitah on Shabbos. One is and both of them have to do with what we call Bia Rishona. We all know a woman has a basulim, as you learned in Maseches Ksubis, okay? And we know that when you break the basulim, a woman bleeds. Okay, so therefore, is it mutter or aser to have Bia Rishona on Shabbos? If someone gets married, let's say Friday, which was the minhag of many places in Klal Yisrael, the area of Friday, could be a Rishona Bia on it. There's two possible problems. One is, when you break the basulim, the Gemara Ksubas has a suffix over there. If dam is mifkat pakid, or it's chabur mechbar, over there is the dam. When you make the dam come out, is it really motzi the dam that was inside somewhere? Or is it just was sitting there waiting to come out and just basically open up a vessel and the blood comes out, and therefore you're not really causing any problems on Shabbos? We paskin lemaisa that dam is mifkad pakid, and therefore we say mutter livol echatchila besula b'Shabbos. One is allowed to have via with besula on Shabbos. Ve'ein bo mishum chovel ve'lo mishum tzar lo. Okay, there's no problem of chavola and there's no problem of tzar lo. As the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, as I just pointed out, siv katan dal mishum chovel de dam mifkad pakid. We don't say the blood is absorbed in the walls of the Beit Arachim. It's like sitting in a kli. Just like opening a kli and the dam comes out. Okay? And therefore, we're makel, and even though he brings down there, or those who are machmer, he says, chas l'shalom, one should not be machmer in this, and it is absolutely mutter. Now, he does bring down the second problem. The second problem, though, is there's this problem of kinyan b'Shabbos. When a man marries a woman, he's kona an isha. Okay? And just like you can't make other kinyanim on Shabbos, maybe that should be a problem. But in general, that's not really a problem. Why? Because you're really kona the isha at the chasnet, under the chuppah, tachas the chuppah, that's really what we hold is kinyan. Okay? That's why we get married, you'll see there's different things we do at the wedding and after the wedding. They're all suffix of what is really kona the isha. Generally, we hold chuppah is kona. But since the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that those who say that our chuppahs nowadays are not really kona, look inside Mishnah Berurah, the end of Siv Katan Daud, V'ayim L'Kamen Tzim Shin L'Ametes, Siv Katan Yidal B'Magin Avram, D'Lechatchila Roy L'Yachtan Achar Chuppah Yichud Gomer Kodem HaShabbos. It's better for them to have Yichud Gomer at least before Shabbos, which generally our minhag is in what we do at the Chasna. After Chuppah, they go to the Yichud room for this problem. Because maybe our chuppahs nowadays are not a good kinyan, and therefore we do another kinyan, and that is the yichud. Once he brings her into yichud, then it's kinyan gom.
Why do you say the Russian yichud gom?
Because good question. It could be because
gom is not yichud.
I guess the lafuke from people who are not doing yichud gomer, I guess.
That means that the chuppah is also a little bit like yichud. When you walk into the chuppah,
so that is not yichud gomer. The Mishnah Berurah that the Yeshomer the Chuppah Shlana Lo Mikri Chuppah Vinken Kishi Yachdu Acher Kach B'Shabbes Yacher Kikona Kinyan B'Shabbes. The Chuppah is not a real Chuppah. Then what happens afterwards is that if you brought a Yichud only on Shabbos, then you're Kona her on Shabbos. Therefore, there should be a real Yichud before Shabbos. Okay, as opposed to when you're dealing with this is when you're dealing with a Basula, a Alman or a Grusha who's getting married and they for sure don't have the first problem, okay? They don't have a basulim anymore. The first issue over here of Damifka Bach and Chumri Mechbar is not a shail. That's not a problem. The problem is though the Kenyan. Because over there, even more so by an Almana, Chuppah is not Kona. Okay? And therefore, in Simon Shin Lamites, it brought out over there. In Shin Lamites, that's what the Mishnah Berurah was sending us to before. Sif Katan, Sif Hey, says the Mechamer, Konis is Almana, Lo Yavela, Birishona, Lo B'Shabbos, Lo B'Yantif. Okay? You're not supposed to have Birishona, not in Shabbos and not on Yontif. So points out the Mishnah Berurah. So you've got the Lamed Beis over there on page 372. Hatam de Balmana Bachim Begrusha, Kaven Shi Ba'ula, Ikra Kinin Larusha Salamasida, he a Bia Vala Chuppah. The Ikra Kinin is going to be the Bia, and not the Chuppah Venitza Kikona Kinin Beshavas, and therefore that would be the Kinin Shabbos. Four lines down is the Lefizet. If Konos Atabir Shabbos, if you have a chuppah of an Amana or Grusha, an Erev Shabbos, Vahaita Torah, Vichtisa Achar Chuppah, Lechkeder, Mibaudio, Minijachrima, and they go into a real Yichud before Shabbos, Voleo Yosham, and they Adam, Konos Akinin Gomor Mutrachal of a Shabbos, as long as there's a Kinin Gemura, it's not a problem of being Rishon, it's a problem of having Kinin Gemura on Shabbos, and therefore by an Amana and a Grusha, you don't have to be makpid that they have a real Yichud before Shabbos. Once that happens, then they can even have Bir Rishona on Shabbos also. Okay, so that is Dinei Tashmish Amita and Shabbos. Okay, Siman Reish Ben, the end of Chiluk Beis goes into all the dinim of Tashmish Amita in general, Ein Shabbos. Reish Pei Aleph. Okay, now, Reish Pei Aleph seems to be like out of place. All of a sudden we're going to talk about Shlo Yichrab B'chal Anachnu Modi, which we'll talk about in a second. This is not out of place. This is exactly in order. Everything has gone in order of Shabbos. We started the dinim of Chelek Gimel of dinim of Erev Shabbos. Okay, going on a boat on Erev Shabbos. Okay, preparing socher, all these different dinim that happened on Erev Shabbos. Then we got into the dinim of Leil Shabbos. We talked about Halakas Neir Shabbos, and we talked about Tfilas of Shabbos. Then we got into the dinim of Neir on Shabbos. Okay, now we are done with the nighttime. The nighttime is over. We're moving to the daytime. So if you look in the tour over here in Reish Pei Aleph, the tour brings down over here different things in Tefillos of Shabbos. The first thing that's got to do with Shabbos when you wake up in the morning is Tefillos of Shabbos. Okay, so therefore, even though it seems to be a little bit out of place, it's exactly in the right place over here. Over here, we're starting a new inyan of Hilchos Shabbos, and that is the daytime. We're done with the Leil Shabbos. Now we're Mashkima Boboker. And now the first thing we're Mashkima Boboker is what we do in Tefillah. The Mizmorim of that we add in Pesukei Dezimra, that's mentioned in Hilchos Pesukei Dezimra and Simin Nun. Okay, the actual things that we say in Tefillah Moshe and Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos and all those things, those are mentioned over there. Okay, we get now to the end of Pesukei Dezimra. Now we start talking about the dinim over here. This first thing is talking about something that we say in Nishmas Kol Chai. Ein lishchos ulechal levad anachnu modim. This is part of the tefillah of Nishmas Kol Chai. You're not supposed to bow when you get to ulechal levad anachnu modim. Okay, I guess even though you're mentioning modim over here, you might think to bow. We do not bow. Why? She'ein lishchos elav b'mekomos shamru chachamim. You're only allowed to bow in the places that Chazal told us that you're allowed to bow. Okay? The problem though is, that's not necessarily true. Chazal told us to bow in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei and the end of Shemoneh Esrei. There are no other places that tell us to bow. We bow in many other places. Okay, Aleinu L'Shabeach. Oh, that's what Modim they tell us to bow. Okay, Aleinu L'Shabeach. Baruch Hu. So that's Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal comes to explain over here. Dimer Masel Ela. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal. Abel B'Torus Rishus Rashai L'Shtachavot. It's only, you're not allowed to bow in other places if you think you're required to bow. If you think it's a chova to bow, that's when it's problematic. As long as you're only bowing out of Rishus, it is not usur to bow. There's other places that the minhag is to bow. That's out minhag. It's not out chova. And if you think it's a chova, then it will be problematic. Okay, over here, it's not chova. It's not the minhag either to bow in the chalavan and achtamotim. Okay, fine. So that is one thing. Now, the Ramah comes over here. And he says, "V'noagim shabbos Shabbos ma'acharin yotel avol lebeis kaneses kemilchol." The minig is on Shabbos. You guys, a lot of people are very machpin on this one. They come later to shul than during the week. This does not mean come late to shul. Like Kriyas HaTorah, this means the minion starts a little bit later, which many are knowing to do. Also, okay, they come later to shul than mechol. Why? He brings a raya b'shibah to the tamid shul mimos achol. Number of a book, we know shachar is connected the tamid shul shachar. When we talk about the carbon tamid of shachar, it says baboker. Veitzel Shabbos, when it's talking about the tamid shul shachar of Shabbos, nemar uveyom Shabbos. The mashma ichor, he's quoting the Mordechai over here, it's mashma, it was later on. Okay, and therefore he says that's the minhag of people to go ahead and daven later on Shabbos. However, comes the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Aleph, and brings quotes Shitas Rashi, found in Maseches Megillah, Daf Kaf Gimel, Rashi brings down Dafka the Hefech says over there, okay, after he tells you even those who are ma'achar mikol makon tzichon lizar shalol levar zman kriyat shema, you have to be careful not to lavor zman kriyat shema. We'll get to that in a minute. Uber Rashi Megillah Kaf Gimel Mashma shegam b'Shabbes mitzvah lemayer likro kriyat shema kivasikin. Okay, Rashi is mashma even on Shabbos there's an inyan to daven vasikin is be better to daven vasikin. And as you can imagine, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neman Saul, who always davens Vasikin, I don't think he's missed a Vasikin. Who knows when the last time he did not daven Vasikin. Out of Shabbos, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neman Saul, B'tamid, B'Yerushalmi Muchach. In the Yerushalmi, it is clear. She krivot korban atamim b'Shabbos mikodem yosachol. And Shabbos, they dafka, were mocked in the korban atamim. They made the korban atamim earlier on Shabbos, according to the Yerushalmi. Therefore, there is a siyua to Shitas Rashi over here, the Dafka Davin Vasikin on Shabbos. Okay, so you do have to, there is those who Davin later, the Ramot are a lion, those who Dafka Davin Vasikin on Shabbos, that is Shitas Rashi, and perhaps the Yerushalmi, as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neman Saul brings down over here to Davin Dafka later, so it's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Okay? Obviously, Nate's, the Shabbos is the best thing for tefillah. That's the best time to daven in terms of Hilchos Tefillah. That is, there's no question about that. Okay, now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Now, let's go on in the Roma. The Roma says, "V'noagin laharbos bizmir shel Shabbos kol makom lefim inago." There's a minhag to be marbe bizmiras of Shabbos kol makom lefim minhago, like our minhag is to have actual pesukah de zimra, and we also add a couple of tefillos we'll soon see in Hilcho in Birkos Kriyat Shema. Okay, we add zmiras on Shabbos kol makom lefim minhago, each one according to his minhag. Ubechol davar im lo amro, but anything that you that if you did not say these extra mizmorim in machziro to, we do not make him go back and say it again. Milvad, except for one, im lo amar lakel asher shavas machzir oto. What's lakel asher shavas? That's the lakel asher shavas we say in Berachas Kriyat Shema Yotzor. We say lakel asher shavas. We say this tefillah in Berachas Kriyat. That's the only thing you would have to go back again. Okay, now let's me'ayin over here and a couple of things, very important things over here mentioned by the Rama. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Sif Katan Beis. Okay, everything, he says, anything that you did not say that you had on Shabbos, you do not have to go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu kol davar shemosim b'shil Shabbos, anything you had for Shabbos, you don't have to go back, except for the Kel Asher Shabbos, as the Mishnah, as the Rama said. Vafilu nishmas, and even nishmas kol chai, which is the most important thing that you add in Pesukim Zerma, even if you skip that, you do not go back again. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neman Saul, it is absolutely also l'dali. You're not allowed to skip Nishmas. Okay? So much so, the Bir Halacha points out over here, B'chol Davar. Okay? Dear Masel, B'chol Davar, he says over here, V'ay Mishnah B'rash, K'davar, Filu Nishmas, U'b'n Darki Moshe. V'im Nisker, K'she Hitchel Yishtabach, if you remember, you forgot Nishmas. And you're in the middle of Yishtabach, Mistabra Sha'ad Shalom Arbroch Adar Hashem Melechel Melech, Yachzor L'Nishmas V'yomer K'seder. Okay? You should go back and say Nishmas, as long as you not said Baruch Atah, in Nishtabach, you go back and say Nishmas. Then he says, "Vim echar lavo lebeisik knesses." If someone comes chas v'shalom late to the shul on Shabbos, yoter tov shiadalig min psuka de zimra v'lo yadalig nishmas. Okay, even though the rest of them is more that we add in psuka de zimra, this is not true. Those are less important than the psuka de zimra that we say during the week. The one exception is nishmas. Nishmas goes trumps all the other things that we say in psuka de zimra. They have like just like you can't skip baruch shamar ashrei and yishtabach. You're not allowed to skip nishmas. Now, like the Shari Tshuva says that nishmas is less important, we paskin that nishmas is more important, and therefore you are not allowed to skip nishmas. You can't skip baruch shamar, you can't skip ashrei, you can't skip nishmas either. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Saul, you're not allowed to skip it, and therefore he says that nishmas is really a chiluk of yishtabach, which makes sense over here, and therefore he is also knowing that's why many people stand for nishmas kolchai because it's part of yishtabach. Okay, now Sif Katan Gimel, we said the only thing that you have to go back is if you skip lakel asher shavas, meaning if you did skip nishmas, you realize after you finish yishtabach already that you skipped nishmas, you don't go back. Okay, you missed out on a very important part of the davening on Shabbos, but lakel asher shavas, you go back. What does this mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Gimel, all the way at the end, Katav Achai Adam. Mikol Makom Nirli, Shalo Yidali Yilu Chatchila, Han'u, that's not what it meant. Sorry, the beginning of, start with the beginning of Gimel. Machzinoto. Ain't a kavanah shemachzinoto lebirkas yotzer or. It doesn't mean you go back and start yotzer or of orichoshech again. Ela la'achar tefila shemonasa yomar kach bli bracha. You go ahead and say la tefila v'lekel shemonasa after shemonasa. You're not allowed to skip it. Meaning, if you did skip it, you have to go back again. Okay, but says the Mishnah Berurah over here at the end, between the Chai Adam, because Makon Yerli Shlo Yedalik Lechatchila, you're not allowed to do this Lechatchila. Skip Lakel Asher Shabbos. If you realize after you by accident said, I don't know, a Tefilas Chol of Birkas Kriyat Shema, and you forgot Lakel Asher Shabbos, so then you have to go back after you've done Shmon Esrei. Aval. Even if your kavana is to make it to Tefilah Betzibor, you're not allowed to skip it. Sharei Kolza Niskar B'Zohar, it's all mentioned in the Zohar. Shvami Nashi Nusach Brocha Kachi, and therefore, Ari, for the time of the Zohar, okay, Ari, for the time of the Zohar, this is part of the Nusach of the Brocha. Therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and skip it, just like you're not allowed to skip the rest of the Birkas Kriyat Shema. You cannot go ahead and skip this item. Finishes the Roma over here. V'yesh laharich ulahanim bizmiros. One should be marich and make the zmiros very beautiful. Okay? You should make the zmiros very beautiful. However, then he says, v'ein limchos v'marich. One should not protest against someone who's marich in the zmiros Shabbos b'hem. Afal pisha mocha mechav mishum bitl Torah. Even though your kavana is you want to finish davening quickly so you can get to learn Torah, and therefore you want davening to go quicker, says the Roma, if they're doing it l'shem shemayim, they're doing it l'anim zmiros, therefore, you're not allowed to be mocha. You should not be mocha, even though your kavan l'chor is l'shem shemaim. You should not be protest against it. Mikol makom, b'shabbos yontem lo yirach yoter midai. But you should not go too long. Davening should not take too long. Kedei sheyochlu kodem shashishis. In order that you could go ahead and eat before the end of the sixth hour. Okay, so that's the end of the Ramah. We have some more ha'aris to do bezrat Hashem. Next time we'll go through some of the Mishnah Berurahs over here to finish off some Reish Pei Alf, and then we'll move on to Simon Reish Pei Beis. Ad Kan for today.